Their souls rose free of all they'd been before. The past and all his actions were no more. Their life came from that close, insistent sun, and in its rays they shone as one. There in the Seymour's radiant face, they saw themselves, the Seymour of the world. With awe, they gazed and dared at last to comprehend they were the Seymour and the journey's end. Then, as they listened to the Seymour's words, a trembling dissolution filled the birds. The substance of their being was undone, and they were lost like shade before the sun. Neither the pilgrims nor their guide remained. The Seymour ceased to speak, and silence reigned.